Thank you guys for being here today. My name is Erin Steele. This is Lauren Stanisic, and this is Matthew Eaton behind me. We are all affiliated with the Indiana University School of Medicine, Department of Public Health, and we're thrilled to be here today to share the results from a really unique research project that we were fortunate enough to be a part of, in which we evaluated the environmental health benefits of using a hybrid Justa stove in Sabanas, Honduras. We have no financial relationships to disclose. The title of this project was the Honduras Stove Project, and before we actually put this project into practice, there was a needs assessment that was conducted to determine the health status of individuals living in the rural population of Honduras. And what we found was that these individuals had very poor respiratory health, mostly due to the fact that they had traditional wood-burning stoves in their homes, which are very small spaces. They were breathing that in, and that was compromising their respiratory health, and it was actually lessening their quality of life. So when we discovered this, there was a collaboration that we developed within the Indiana University School of Medicine between the Department of Family Medicine and the Department of Public Health, and what we aimed to do was get into these homes and actually install a new, more efficient stove that would hopefully reduce those respiratory illnesses. As you can see here, this is a prospective cohort study that was designed. It started in 2007 and ended in 2009 with three phases, one phase for every year. Phase one took place in 2007, where individuals from the School of Medicine traveled down to Honduras and collected baseline data on the respiratory health of these individuals to see how they were feeling and how it was affecting their everyday movements. And phase two, the next year in 2008, students went down and actually helped with the development and the implementation of these new stoves. And phase three took place in 2009, and that's when we had the good fortune of traveling to Honduras. And our job was to collect follow-up data to compare to that baseline data to see if there actually was change in respiratory health due to the implementation of the new stoves.
Sabanas is a very small, is a very small village located in the central mountains of Honduras. The people who live there are poor, like I said, it's rural, and the lifestyle that they live is very primitive in comparison to what we're accustomed to here in the Western developed world. There are approximately 35 homes in Sabanas with 165 residents. This is a image of typical people living in that community. Actually, the man featured there in the hat is Don Rigoberto. He's their village leader, and he was a very instrumental figure in the implementation of our study. A side note, one interesting thing is that even though they live in the rural mountains, many of them have cell phones, as you can see in this picture. At the time of phase one, all of the residents in Sabanas were using the traditional biomass burning stoves, which Erin mentioned are typically located in the center of a home, and they emit a lot of smoke into that home's capacity. Here is an image of a traditional biomass burning stove. The housing in Sabanas is very primitive as well. People make their own homes out of whatever materials are available. The stoves, as we mentioned, are located typically in the center of the homes, emitting smoke out into the area for everyone to breathe in. And the composition of the smoke is very dangerous, which we'll let talk to you a little bit about that.
In 2005, the World Health Organization identified that indoor air pollution accounts for about 2.7% of the global incidence of disease, and 1.6 million people die each year as a result of related respiratory disease related to that indoor air pollution, the majority of which are women and children. The smoke composition for that indoor air pollution is two major components are total suspended particulates and carbon monoxide, which we were measuring at baseline pre-stove installation when they still had the old stoves in their homes, and again, post-stove installation after we put the new stoves in their homes. And for total suspended particulates, our research showed that they were most damaging at 10 microns or less, and 90% of wood smoke is less than 1 micron, so that falls underneath that 10 microns. And carbon monoxide is most damaging at 10 parts per million, and indoor levels of carbon monoxide could reach up to 500 parts per million during times of cooking in these homes. This is a picture of the hybrid Justa stove, which is the new stove that our project was installing. As you can see, this stove is a little bit more contemporary in design, and compared to that other picture, it has a smokestack that's behind that ventilates the air out of the home and has a flat iron top and is constructed of some recycled materials that are found locally, so that was helping in the implementation of this project too. And shown here is another local leader, Reverend Israel Gonzalez, who was very instrumental in constructing these stoves. Erin?
Thank you. Okay, so some of our objectives for the study, like Matt mentioned a few of them, what we wanted to do was compare what we found in phase three to what was found in phase one. What we did here was we measured TSP levels after the stoves were implemented. We also did that for carbon monoxide as well. In addition to measuring these two things, which are quantitative in nature, we also decided to implement some surveys. The first one that you see up here, the Environmental Health Respiratory Survey, actually was implemented also at phase one. This way we can compare what people are reporting as far as their respiratory health was going. We also collected additional anecdotal information when we traveled to Honduras for phase three. Obviously, we had a lot of data to collect, so we needed to take some instruments down with us. The first two instruments that are listed here are actual electronic instruments that were used to, like I said, measure that quantitative information that we needed. So we used pumps and a data logger to go ahead and collect the information as far as TSP levels and carbon monoxide levels in the home. We did, like I said, implement the Environmental Health Respiratory Survey to compare what people were reporting as far as respiratory illness. And what we added on additionally for further anecdotal information was a wood burning efficiency survey. This was very open-ended, but it allowed us to get some really great qualitative information for what people were reporting as far as helping the environment, using less wood, traveling into the forest less. So that was also very important. In phase three, 21 homes were surveyed for TSP and CO levels. This was actually a little bit smaller than phase one, mostly due to the fact that some of the people in this community decided to opt out of phase three, so they didn't continue with this study. Also, some people, I think there were two homes actually that did not have the new stove installed yet when we were down there, so automatically they were left out of that as well. The surveys that we administered were administered on more of an individual level. So 29 individuals were administered the environmental health survey, and 16 individuals living in the community were administered the wood burning efficiency survey. When we got home is when we went ahead and did the data analysis and, like I said, compared what we found in phase three to phase one. We compared the mean levels of TSP and CO in the homes. We also ran a paired samples t-test so we could see whether or not the changes in TSP and CO were statistically significant. As far as the environmental health survey went, like they did in phase one, what we did was tabulate the amount of yes responses to see if they had positive changes as far as respiratory health went, things like asthma. And then when we got home, like I said, the wood burning efficiency surveys were anecdotal. Thank you. So we took that and summarized that for our report.
So our statistical analysis showed that for total suspended air particulates for our paired t-test, that there 11 of the 14 homes in phase three demonstrated lower mean levels of total suspended particulates, and we found that that was a statistically significant difference compared to phase one before the new stoves were installed. And this is a graph that is representing the total suspended particulate levels for each home. Again, with our paired t-test for carbon monoxide, both looking at maximum carbon monoxide levels, maximum carbon monoxide level in phase one was 27.5 parts per million, and maximum in phase three was 12 parts per million. That was a statistically significant difference, and the same with looking at average carbon monoxide readings. Coincidentally, after the new stoves were implemented, only two homes even had a carbon monoxide reading that was above zero. And that's a graph that shows that too. But Lauren.
So as Erin mentioned, the environmental health respiratory surveys were used to go beyond just sort of the data analysis and the data collection to talk to people to hear about what their actual day-to-day quality of life experiences were. And what we found through the administration of that survey is that after the new stoves were implemented, they felt much better. We tabulated what people responded, and there were less reports of wheezing, less coughing up of phlegm, and less shortness of breath. In addition to the survey, we also took testimonies from some of the participants. We recorded little videos of them, and they told us about how they felt, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. We also did the wood burning efficiency survey, which found that they required less amount of wood to generate the same amount of heat, which has implications implications, not just for quality of life, but also for deforestation. This slide just gives a snapshot of some of those responses, which I'll let you look at briefly. And this information is also all summarized in the handout in the back. In conclusion, what we found is that the new HUSTA, hybrid HUSTA stoves, as we call them, resulted in dramatically improved air quality in the homes of the residents in Sabanas. As a result, they experienced a better quality of life, less coughing, less wheezing, less shortness of breath. They also had increased effectiveness up with their stoves. They could cook faster, they could heat faster, and use less wood to do so. And in general, it was just a really positive experience, and everyone, like I said, had overwhelmingly positive responses to just how they felt generally after the new stoves were implemented into their lives. We did have some limitations to our study. Small sample size, constraints of time and manpower. We were only there for 5 days approximately to collect all this data. There were some discrepancies in census listings, so some people who had moved or some new people who were there that weren't there in phase one. Language barriers, potential for human error, and we had some adverse weather which could have impacted the tools that we use, the electric tools. Our recommendations are for additional research. We had a really small sample size, relatively, and a larger sample size would obviously generate more powerful results. Also, the sort of qualitative data that we collected, we think that that could be pursued more strongly to get more information just about the quality of life impact of what these stoves have for people living in rural communities. We also think a comprehensive needs assessment should be done anytime before a project like this is considered, just to make sure it's an intervention that would be beneficial to that community, and also to make sure the community's on board, to strategize ways to involve them in the intervention so that it's self-sustainable. We would like to have a formal design of the stove that we used. One of the community leaders actually designed the stove that was used in our study, and in order for replication, we need a formal design of that, but he's very modest, and he doesn't want to proclaim his design to the world, but actually it would be very useful for continuation of projects like this. And then finally, widespread implementation in developing countries who have communities that use traditional biomass burning stoves. There were a lot of people who helped us with the study, so we just want to recognize them, but especially the residents of Sabanas where we did our work, because they were extremely cooperative and enthusiastic about this project. Do we have time?
You are very efficient. Well, what a great tag team. I don't have time for all these questions, but okay. I saw in the back.
Yes, I'm Luis Tam. I work for Plan International. What a coincidence. 2 hours ago, we presented a poster on a similar type of low consumption stove in Honduras.
Really?
So the topic is hot, and I commend you for the research you have done. My question to you is, what are your plans to disseminate this data within the Honduran public health community or the public health authorities? Because your results show that this type of intervention decreases the particulates and also CO. You know?
Well, we actually worked very closely with Dr. Javier Sevilla, who is from Honduras. He's very closely tied to the communities there and has developed a lot of partnerships with local leaders. And I think that that's really the best way that we can share the information is to go through the local leaders and have them disseminate with the communities that could benefit from this kind of an intervention. And so it's just been happening in that way in kind of a grassroots form. Beyond that, I mean, he does ongoing work there, and so that's sort of the mechanism. But beyond that, just presentations like this and working with Dr. Sevilla's foundation.
This is our paper. We would like to welcome Dr. Sevilla to talk with Plan International in Honduras, because we're really interested to move this idea forward.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Sure, we'll get him in touch with you, definitely.
Well, I think we actually did The houses that were still wanting to cooperate in the project, I think we did take levels there, but I'm not sure that we actually compared like the reliability of those two.
We had very limited time, and so we really had to focus on people who participated in the study. We had grand ideas of coming back and collecting a lot more data, but as the week went by, we just sort of ran out of the time to do that kind of a thing.
So thanks again to this group.
Thank you.